talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. We're talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. It's episode 41. It's the 41st episode. This is my aging impression, man. My name's Ant.
It's your boy P.
And yeah, we back, man. We're going to just go in a little bit about this fight coming up Saturday night. Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. Anthony Joshua, his gang of belts versus Joseph Parker, his one belt. Overall, man, are you really hyped for this fight, man?
I wouldn't use the word hype, man. I would say I'm anticipating the outcome. I just need to see what's going to happen. You know, it's a step closer to the fight that we really want to see.
Yeah.
Not so much excitement, though, you know, or hype about it, you know, from my standpoint, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a decent matchup. You know, both guys are undefeated or whatever. It's not much excitement behind it because it's a bigger fight that's overshadowing this fight so much.
Right. It's not as exciting as the Wilder Ortiz fight.
No, I wouldn't even give it that, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give it that.
I kind of feel the same way just because it seems like they're always trying to put up some type of little barrier to prevent the Wilder Joshua fight from happening, you know. First it was Wilder Ortiz, you know, you got to get that out of the way, and now you got Anthony Joshua and Parker, but it's still like we don't know for sure if the Wilder Joshua fight is gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, and to me, ultimately, that's gonna be up to AJ, you know, what's his mind state, you know. I mean, all roles really lead to him. He could bail out at the end of them, you know. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, and that's how I kind of feel about this. Like, this fight right here, is there really any significance to it? Like, see, with Wilder Ortiz, we know he had to get Wilder out. He had to get Ortiz out of the way. So, you know, just to kind of shut everybody up and say, yeah, I want Joshua next. But do you really feel like there's any significance here? Like, you know, Joshua is just trying to get Joseph Parker out of the way to fight Wilder, because we don't really hear him talking about it the same way Wilder is, you know?
And no, I mean, it's definitely not a fight that has to be made right now, and you know what I mean? It's not a fight that has to be made. The fans didn't demand this fight. You know, they demanded one fight right now. And to go back to what you said about, you know, this fight is not even the same, you know, buzz or hype behind it as the Ortiz thing. And it's not, for one thing, for me, you kind of knew what Wilder and Ortiz were going to bring to the ring. So you said, man, well, shit, if nothing else, is going to be a good fight. You know, I know Ortiz can box. He's got this Cuban style. He's left-handed, all this stuff. You don't really know too much about Parker. So it's like, we kind of know what AJ is going to do, what he always does pretty much. But we don't really know too much about Parker, so it's like it's a big question mark kind of with him. You know, even from watching old footage of him and some of his fights, it's still hard to gather what is he going to do in there tonight with a guy like Anthony Joshua. I mean, not tonight, but, you know, Saturday night. You know what I mean? I couldn't get enough from his fights to say that, oh, he's going to do this. I couldn't get that. It's not that he's not a bum by no means, but I just couldn't gather enough information that out of the fights that the opponents that he's faced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel this. I feel that way, and I also just feel like last year we already had the top guys that we were looking at. We had Wilder, Joshua, and Ortiz. Ortiz was already in that mix last year. That's why Wilder Ortiz, there was more excitement and there was more threat there, because last year, you know, we already considered those three guys the ones, but you know, yeah, it's no knock to Joseph Parker now, but Joseph Parker, he wasn't really in that mix yet, you know? You know, he might prove it wrong Saturday, but yeah, he wasn't in that mix yet, you know, as far as, you know, showing like showing the skill set or just showing that threat level. He was just another guy with the belt. And that's another thing I was kind of looking at here. You know, AJ, he wants to unify all these belts, but it seems like he was just kind of choosing the safer route. You know, he said, I'm gonna choose the WBO belt that Joseph Parker's holding instead of going for the green belt that has more weight on it, held by a more serious threat. And yeah, going back to what you were saying, there's still not much that we can really base off of Joseph Parker to say that he belongs in that threshold of, you know, them top heavyweights, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's just like I looked at some of his past fights, and the same way I say he did what he was supposed to do against those guys, but is he going to be able to be that same threat to AJ that Ortiz was to Wilder?
Right. And even some, and it's even hard to gauge what type of chin he got. If you haven't really faced guys that are notorious for being, you know, hard punches, or, you know, it's hard to say what his chin is really about, to be honest. You see what I'm saying? It's hard to make that assessment. We can say, okay, Wilder been tagged by some guys who can hit hard. AJ been dropped and got back up. So we know where their chin stand. You know what I'm saying? It's not saying it's good or bad, but we know we kind of got a gauge for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely got a gauge for these guys because, yeah, like you said, they've been in some wars, you know, whether it's Klitschko or Ortiz. But with Joseph Parker, we don't know. Okay, we know he has this belt. That's what's just putting more weight on this fight. That's the only thing that's really put weight on this fight or putting any type of significance on. You know, we see that other belt, and that's what, you know, Eddie Hearn and AJ are trying to push this as, like a big unification. But it's not that big, you know. He has this little belt, but like there's not much weight behind it like there is versus a Wilder fight. So going in this fight, you know, this could just be another easy fight for AJ, you know, if he's taking it seriously, you know, if he's really taking this fight seriously.
Could be. I mean, and it definitely could be, but you know, Parker, he seems like a solid guy. He seems very mature for his age. He seems focused. And I mean, the upset is there for him. It's there to happen. You know what I mean? It is there to happen. But like you said, and if you think about it, you know, you want to get the hard work out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we going back to, did this fight have to be made right now? I mean, it's a unification, but like you say, it's a bigger unification out there. They could have did this and then said, all right, yeah, at the end, we'll just go scoop up that last strap at the end, you know, a nice, maybe softer touch in their eyes mentally. You know what I mean? Why go through war? I mean, you might take damage in this fight and then wind up losing against Parker because you took so much damage. And you know what I'm saying? You don't know. I mean, it just don't make sense to me from any standpoint to really make this fight right now. This is something that could have happened later on down the road, you know? Yeah.
Especially when this is the, you know, the Wilder fight is what everybody is calling for, you know what I mean? Of course, everybody that's coming out, over 80,000 people are coming to see this fight. Of course, they're coming to see Joshua, but not so much Parker, but they're coming to see Joshua. That's why 80,000 people are coming, you know, because he's already considered somewhat a star. But once you hold all those belts, you have to take the meaningful fights, not just the money fights, you know. And there's a big difference between money fights and the big fights, the significant fights, you know. Us hardcore fans, we want to see the significant fights. We know that. But, you know, at the same time, AJ, he might be in a more of a mind state where I know that I can make more money and take less risk. So I'm going to go for the Joseph Parker fight, you know. Exactly. And at the same time, it's more disguised by having a belt at the same time, you know. So at the same time, he could just say, okay, this is a big fight because there's a belt here. He he's trying to make it look at least a little bit more tantalizing to us, but
yeah, I mean, well,
as hardcore fans, we know.
I was about to say, we ain't wake up yesterday, you know what I mean? They're gonna try to feed it to us However, but I mean, the fans have spoken that. You know, the fans have spoken, and I mean, the jury is out. We know what fight we know. Like I say, both of these guys are undefeated champions. It, you know, on paper, it's not the worst matchup, but, you know, both of these fights are the type of fights that could have derailed this fight from happening. And that's, like, our biggest fear, like we were talking about the other day, Ant. You know what I mean? Something happening, preventing the fight that we really want to see happening. And it's just a fight that it just doesn't really make sense as far as the timing, and as far as the timing, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, because with Wilder, you know, defending his belt almost 7-8 times and Joshua coming off his Klitschko win, I think that was all we really needed to want to put these two, to get these two in the ring, you know? They, like you said before, they already have the matchup that you want to see. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if Parker was to win this fight, you feel like a Parker Wilder fight wouldn't satisfy you as much as a Joshua Wilder fight, right?
Even though Parker
really deserved it and Parker shut AJ down, it still wouldn't satisfy you, would it?
No, I mean, it would satisfy me as far as that being the right thing to do. You know, if he won the fight, okay, he deserves a Wilder shot. But like we talked about the other day, Ant, you know, for me being a hardcore boxing fan, I already have the visual image of these two guys in the ring. And I need to get that outcome. I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I already fed my brain that information and now we waiting for the result of this data, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really, I have to see that because to be honest, Ant, the aura these two guys have, they can't coexist both being heavyweights. We need to know who's the best out of these two guys. You see what I'm saying? They so much of a titan of the division, of the division that we need to solidify. You know, it's boxing. You can't be on the same team. You know what I'm saying? So we need to find out who's the best. I mean, you got the bomb squad over here. You got this monster over here, and AJ. Okay, what happens when they clash? Who's number one? Who's number two? Who has the heart? Who wants to be the best in the world? And, you know, we need to figure those questions out because diehard fans, that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see, dude. I mean, it's just bottom line. You know, you got two superb athletes, two different body frames, two different styles in the prime of their career. Come on, man. It don't get no better than that, Ant.
Yeah, because again, like that the whole situation is not knocking what Joseph Parker can do, but it's just the way these two guys are making statements right now. Like we were saying, in the U.S., we got Wilder over here knocking people out. And then over here in the U.K., we got AJ knocking everybody out. So it's pretty much a given that hardcore fans and all box fans are going to say, I want to see this 6'7" guy versus this 6'7" guy. And then they say, how's that going to match up with this big, wide, muscular guy versus this tall, lean guy with this, you know, crazy power, you know what I mean? That's already kind of like a game.
And this fight was destined to happen in our eyes. You know, we seen this guy over here 2 years, we seen this guy over here 3 years ago. We said, yeah, at some point these paths have to cross. You know what I'm saying? If these guys keep winning, at some point they have to cross. And now with the belts in play, it's no doubts about it. Y'all have to cross. Because the belt's on the line.
Exactly, man. It's like when you're watching your favorite monster movies, you know, no pun intended, but like King Kong, not Luis Ortiz, but King Kong versus Godzilla, you know, sooner or later, you're going to say, I want to see these two cross, and you want to see that big movie, you know?
Yeah. You got Godzilla, badass. He turned the city down. You got King Kong here, badass. He doing it. You say, oh, these motherfuckers got to meet up. We got to see what would happen if, you know what I mean? And like you said, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Same thing. And which kind of leads me to this, since the fight, you know, is still not a guarantee for us. Do you think that since AJ's not really showing interest in the Wilder fight the same way, do you think that he is kind of more in more of a relaxed mind frame and not in the same type of fighting mind frame that Wilder is?
I definitely think so, Ant, because he's already achieved goals and things that Wilder still hasn't, and he may not ever, you know, just because he's in the UK and he's such a huge star, it's not that AJ is not really sitting around longing for confirmation. You know what I mean? Like Wilder is, you know what I mean? He like, shit, I don't care what y'all think. I got $80 million in the bank. I'm on this, I got that. You know what I mean? It's no matter how, what comes out his mouth, the level, the intensity is just not there. It's like anything, eh? When you eating, you're not hungry. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, as Wilder is eating, but he's eating small meals right now. He's getting small meals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and that's crazy because like, look, they both got two different types of energy. Wilder, he has that energy where he really needs to, he's really trying to find the best way to express it. You know, it's this explosive energy as a fighter, where AJ, he has that energy where it's just like this aura that gives him that star power. You know, it's just that attraction type of aura where people just want to see him, the physical state, the star state, where, you know, Wilder, he's that fighter energy where he really wants to prove himself as the best. And going back to AJ, like you're saying, that type of energy, being a star, doesn't necessarily give off the hunger. You know, it's more of a given to you. Everything's given to you. So that's just the thing that's kind of building your energy up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he like I said, he's already acquired. I mean, yeah, the big house, the things that he's want, the women, you know what I mean? He's reached that plateau already in a short time. It's not his fault, eh? I mean, he did a lot in 10 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Wilder's still trying to reach that plateau in my eyes, you know what I mean? Like I say, by no means, I know Wilder's a millionaire, but, like, you know, it's been several reports, you know, if you over here, Wilder, you'd be five times as rich, you'd be five times as famous. And I do believe some of those things because marketing and getting the machine behind you makes a difference. And, you know, AJ, Anthony Joshua, UK is the machine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. His whole country behind him. And not just with talking, with dollars, Ant. With dollars. They're filling up arenas. They'll come to the States to support him. They'll fly over the pond to come and support this man. That's a lot of power, you know. Deontay Wilder, he probably can't get too many people out of Alabama to come follow him around, you know, to New York and the Barclays or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying the support is just not there. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, everybody feel like, okay, I'm a champion. I've reached the highest level. I want the accolades to come with that. You know, I should be on the Conan. I should be getting the interviews with, you know, this guy. That I should be doing those things too. You know, why not?
Because AJ, you know, he's over there. He's on like the equivalent of the Tonight shows over here. You know, he's over right there on those game shows. Right. He's over there chopping it up, rubbing elbows with the stars, you know. And he's over there, you know, he's even rubbing elbows with Floyd Mayweather over here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Floyd is the star status in him.
Dude, he could come and get on the Conan show right now if he wanted to. I mean, he's a mega. He has that type of star power. Conan knows who he is.
Right.
You know. So it's not his fault, Ant, and it's not a bad thing. He's just in a quagmire of a situation, to be honest. I mean, it's hard not to like AJ, but we this is the hurt business, Ant. This ain't about nice smiles and being a nice guy. This is the hurt business, and you have to perform to get the adulation of the fans. I mean, and that's the thing with Wilder. He's performing and not getting the adulation, and it's just a crazy situation. I don't really get it. I don't really get it, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is, because like I said, whenever you hold these belts, you know, and you're getting everything else given to you, it kind of for AJ, it just seems like it is really taking away whatever hunger he had before he started it, you know. That's why I asked you this. Do you think AJ overlooking Joseph Parker? because you got to think, okay, he is taking a unification fight, but he chose Joseph Parker instead of Deontay Wilder. So do you think in any type of way he's kind of overlooking Parker by choosing the lesser of the dangers?
And I hope he ain't got that complacent to do something like that. You know, I'm gonna really give the brother the benefit of the doubt that he's smarter than that because by no means should you take a guy like Joseph Parker lightly or overlook a guy who has nothing to lose and everything to win. I mean, he got the WBO strap. That's nothing, that. You lose that, okay, that's nothing. You know, but what can he gain? The big upset. You know, chopping down the giant. You know, I mean, this fight can thrust him into, you know, stardom. You know, take him to the levels that he really wants to reach. And that's a lot of motivation, that. If AJ beats him, okay, he gets the WBO strap. Okay, that's the lesser of the three. Nobody really, I mean, no disrespect to WBO, but I'm just saying that's not nothing that, that's not, that's, to me, that's not big motivation to go out here and perform, you know. But with the fight game, you know, the motivation might not be that big, but you still got to train the same way. You still got to put in the same work, you know what I mean, no matter who in front of you. So like I say, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And say that he did, you know, prepare for this fight and he didn't take this guy lightly. I mean, I'm not going to deny that he took the easier route. He said, well, shit, well, this will be another good test for me to make sure I'm ready or whatever. I mean, he definitely took the easier route. There's no way in the world you sit here and say, hey, man, you know, this is just the route I decided to go for. No, you took the easier route. It's no question that's the easier route.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I definitely see that. Like, it is the easier route. That's why I just kind of felt like maybe by taking that easier route, he's saying that maybe I don't have to get up and put in my 100% like I know I would have to for Wilder. But maybe he feels like his 100% for Parker isn't going to have to be the same for as it would be as if he was going to fight Wilder. But that's a dangerous thing, because like we said, we know Joseph Parker, he's not the same type of threat. But let's be honest, skill-wise, his textbook skills are better than Wilder and Parker's.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, to me, his skill-wise is better. And we say that his resume might not be as good, you know, but he did what he had to do to all his opponents. You know, he's 24-0.
Right.
You know,
he's like a big guy who moves like a small guy, and that could be the key to unlocking some of these puzzles with these big giants that we got now. A small guy who can get in the inside, who can, you know, fast footwork, you know, who can give these big guys different looks, not just standing right in front of them. So, I mean, that's why, like I said, I hope he not that naive and green in the game that he would say, oh man, I don't have to do this, because like I say, man, Parker, shit, he got everything to win, man. I mean, this shit right here, I mean, it's like hitting a lotto. If I win this fight, all I gotta do is pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I can select the lottery numbers. That's dangerous, man. That's dangerous.
Oh, definitely, man. Because yeah, like I'm thinking now, we both know that if Parker beats Joshua, it means more for him than Joshua does, you know, defeating Parker. I know that may sound crazy or confusing, but this win, if Parker was able to beat Joshua, yeah, he gets the belts, he gets the respect, he's going to get bigger paydays. Of course, he's not going to be the same star automatically, but he's going to get all of those things. Plus, he's going to get the Wilder fight. But see, Joshua, if he was to lose, see, he could have had the choice to go ahead and take the Wilder fight and make the biggest heavyweight fight that he could make now, you know what I mean? But see, if he comes up short in this fight, underestimates Joseph Parker, you know, that could be a lot for him to lose, man. Because like we say, look, Joseph Parker may not be the hardest puncher, but this is still the heavyweight division. You know, yeah. He's agile, he can move, and all it takes is one punch. All in boxing in general, it takes only one punch, but that's all it takes, if you know what I mean, for the heavyweight division, you know?
That's true. Another thing about Parker too, and is he has the potential to be a big star. I mean, he's very marketable too. I mean, he's very likable. He's a nice guy. He's humble. You know what I mean? And I mean, just winning this fight could really propel him into those areas that he really wants to be, you know, as a prize fighter, you know, getting all this, the fruits of your labor, so to speak. You know, that's what I say, like Wilder not getting all the fruits of his labor, so to speak, right now. You know what I mean? He should be the man. He should be on every magazine cover. He should be doing all the stuff that when you in here knocking guys out, you know, that's how you should be treated, you know, and it's not really happening with him, man. It's not really happening.
That might be something we have to talk about sometime. Just the, it might just come with the, you know, the country where you're born sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like whenever you're born in the UK, you're automatically a star if you're a boxer, you know what I mean? Like, they tend to appreciate their fighters just a little bit more than
you look at the US. It's only soccer and boxing, that, so it's not a lot of options, and that's a big country, so, you know, you got two choices to make what fan you're going to be, so, I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. It's just the way the cards fall, man. It's a nice thing to be an athlete in the UK. That's all I can say, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. I guess you got to remember too, with Deontay Wilder, he's in the States, and you know the States are divided. You know what I mean? It's not like the whole U.S. is going to back him. You know, he still is from one territory. That's how it is in the United States. Like, United States aren't going to back the one fighter. It all comes down to where you're specifically from in the U.S., you know? That's how I see it. I think that's one of the major problems with it. You know, he's still not international or national in the United States because too many different hang-ups with people. You know, if you're in New York, it might not like him because of his accent or something. They might not, which is crazy. You know, we're all in the United States, but like I said, it could be city folks don't like some of them about the country folks. That's how I kind of see it, man.
I mean, but with the right machine behind him, he could be a bigger star though too, man. You know what I mean? I don't feel like he getting the exposure that, you know, I mean, even when I go back and look at some of Mike Tyson old pictures, I mean, this dude was everywhere, man. Mike Tyson, I mean, he was a total different animal, but he was on the talk shows. He was on Arsenio. He was rubbing elbows with Madonna. He was, you know, he was in the mix of things. And AJ's in the mix of things right now. He's everywhere. He's rubbing elbows. He's with Floyd Mayweather. He's with rappers. He's with Terrence Craig. You know, he's just in the mix. I'm not saying it's Deontay Wilder's fault. It's just, you know, that's something that he's going to have to work harder at, you know. Because that's something that, you know, that he's missing in his complete circle. You know, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Joshua right now just got the complete circle. I mean, you really can't say nothing bad about him as far as a person at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is he the best heavyweight? That still remains to be seen. But, you know, he's a likable guy. You know, just like Wilder is a likable guy. Is he the best heavyweight in the world? We still trying to figure that out. You know, but these guys are, you know, I mean, these guys are putting it on the line. I can see if Wilder was an asshole or a jerk, but he's really not, you know, so I don't really understand why, you know, this path is so hard for him. But and we can't forget Bernard had this path. You know, James Toney had this path. A lot of guys in the past had the same struggle that Deontay Wilder got. You know, it's not new. You know what I'm saying? It's not new.
Yeah, none of those guys, you know, including Roy, you know, Roy, he had his big fan base, but at the same time, he wasn't like the superstar, the pay-per-view star like a Mike Tyson ever was or like a De La Hoya.
Of course, you know.
So I think that's just one of those paths they have. So he just has to keep winning.
And something like that, and
motivation for him.
That's what drives you to be the best in the world. You know what I'm saying? AJ, as far as the UK is concerned, he is the best in the world. He is the best heavyweight. I mean, that's a done deal for them as far as they're concerned. You know what I mean? But Wilder got to fight and prove that. So he got to go and fight fights that people wouldn't fight. He got to go over to the UK and you know, humble himself and maybe take less or whatever to prove these people wrong. And I mean, he might not get the props that he did in Ghana, but that's just the path for some of these guys. I mean, B-Hop not going to get all his accolades that he did in Ghana. You know what I mean? Because right now we still looking at it. We can't really appreciate it till it's gone, and we don't see that type of stuff no more. You know what I mean? A guy that's 53 in there performing with 20-year-olds on a high level, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to see that a lot of that in life, let alone, you know, different sports.
Yeah, it definitely takes a long time for people to appreciate something like that, you know. But if Parker's to win this fight Saturday night, do you think they're going to try to push him, or do you think it'll automatically kind of push him over Wilder a little bit as far as his status? Do you think that him being from New Zealand, you think it's going to kind of push him past Wilder?
You got to figure something like this, and with the international, the New Zealand, the UK exposure, I mean, it could be one of those things, and this could be another slap in Wilder's face. Like, here's another guy that's thrust for, you know what I mean, thrown out into the world, star status before I am, you know, and it might not seem fair. I mean, because you got to think about stuff like this too, and I mean, these brothers, they got a certain look. Wilder don't got that look. I mean, is it coming down to something as basic as that, you know?
Yeah.
B-Hop didn't have a look. James Toney didn't have a look. You know, if you got this certain look, you know, it's not these people's fault, but everything is good for the sport. You know, I mean, that attracts women. That attracts this. That attracts that. You know, that attracts, you know, the magazines. They think, oh, you can take a good picture. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of politics, dude.
Yeah, because a lot of that stuff is already kind of like, it's almost kind of like burned into their
mental.
Like, they're actually thinking it automatically. It's just subconsciously there already. Like, you know, automatically, if you see something that you're not used to, you're automatically going to just diss it, you know? But it might be something good for you, you know? But you don't want to take that chance with it just because of what you're subconsciously already told, because it's been, you know, brought down, so burned into your mind.
Absolutely.
So many years.
That you don't even realize you're doing this shit, man. You don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah. See, me and you, like, we see what Wilder's doing in the ring, and we like, that's impressive. That's why we're like, damn, why ain't he the star that he needs to be? Because we see how he performs. Right. We see how he talks, and we see what he does outside of the ring as well. But when we look at AJ, we're like, oh, yeah, he's a cool dude, you know? But at the same time, we know that he hasn't been doing enough to keep those belts and to prove that he wants to be the greatest. You know what I mean? He hasn't been doing enough of that in our eyes yet. So really, man, like, if he's able to get past Joseph Parker after that, there's really no other roads for no other fights I want to see except him against Wilder, man.
I mean, that's how I'm feeling, man. It's not too many buffers left. There's no buffers left, really. This has to happen, man.
That's
you know, so, and like I say, the fans deserve it. It's something for us. It's not, you know, AJ looking at it probably in a selfish way. I mean, like, we looking at it in a selfish way, but you're in that business. You're an entertainer, athlete, and you have fans. We pay your bills. We, you know, provide you with this nice lifestyle. So it's like, in turn, we want something out the deal. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we want what we supposed to get.
we want something out the deal,
man. Like, that's what it comes down to, man. But what do you think, man? Saturday night, what's your call on it?
Saturday night, and
yeah.
I think it's just on paper. Like, everything, AJ is just a tad bit too much for him, and I'm thinking maybe a stoppage round 10 or 11. You know, I don't see him washing Joseph Parker, but I just think he's just gonna be too big and just too much for Parker. You know, it's a big stage for Parker. It's a lot, but I'm not ruling out the upset Ant because it's a couple things I seen Parker do. First of all, it seemed like he got into AJ head a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about his chin, talking about the holes in his game. And I hope AJ not arrogant thinking he don't got no holes in his game, you know, because he was kind of real defensive on that. Dude, everybody got holes in their game, you know what I'm saying? So the upset wouldn't surprise me even Ant, but I'm thinking AJ, you know, championship round, stoppage, somewhere in there.
Okay. I feel the same way. I feel maybe mid-round. I'm thinking maybe around 5 or 6, actually, because I always say, okay, it'll come down to the styles, and I think Joseph Parker has the skills to beat him, but it's the mental thing. You know, Joshua's been here before. You know, he's been here. He's going to be here over and over with the 80,000-plus crowd, so you got to get past that first. And, you know, like we said, Joseph Parker, he hasn't really been in that type of an environment yet, you know. So that right there, if you're not able to conquer that part when you get in the ring, you're going to be tight. You know what I mean? You're going to be tight. And I feel like the first couple of rounds, he might be tight against Joshua. And that's kind of where Joshua is going to be able to get his respect early with the power. Maybe around 3 or 4, you might see some good boxing from Joseph Parker where he's able to show you some of those things he did to other fighters. But I think the power is still a big factor. Him being so big, he can just – Joshua, he's always going to be in front of him, just being so big. So he's always going to be in that position to land that punch. And though Joshua lacks some of the skill, he doesn't lack where he's not going to land a punch. He's going to land his right hand. If he was able to land it on Klitschko several times, he's going to land it on Joseph Parker.
He's a very straight neck of a puncher. He throws very straight punches. And
like we say, everybody come, like you Mike Tyson, everybody come in there with a game plan until they get hit. You know what I mean? They get hit. And I think, you know, Joshua, he has that power. Not like the Wilder power, but he has that power to keep guys, you know, honest.
Yeah, that power and the mass behind that. So if I hit you and then 200 pounds of mass is coming, you know, behind the punch too, you know, that body slamming, it's a lot, dude. It's a lot. You know, Wilder is a small guy. So, I mean, he hitting you hard, but that's all natural power. That's no big legs, no that's power, you know. So, you know, but I do want to say this, and I do think we're going to see some good rounds from Parker. You know, he's going to be moving around. He should be throwing some combinations. I think we're going to see a few good rounds out of him before it's over. So that's interesting to see, you know, how AJ deals with that.
Yeah, he definitely going to get some rounds. And I feel like once he starts to warm up, he'll start to use his feet a little bit more. But it's going to be tough for him to even get those rounds. Because like I said, AJ, he's everywhere. He's just so wide, man, that he can't miss, you know. So I think, like we said, we're not as hyped for this fight, but I think it has the potential to be a good fight, yo.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got on it, man. You said late round stoppage, huh? Late round stoppage for AJ.
Late round 10, 11, somewhere in there is what I'm thinking. He'll have had enough, or his corner will have seen enough. You know, so that's what I'm thinking at, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely going. It's definitely going in the stoppage. I feel like, you know, we can both agree on that. But anything else you want to say before we wrap it up, bro?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I really got, man. This Thursday night, Ant, I'm just waiting for Saturday, 4 o'clock, 5, whenever it's going down. And I'm waiting for this
Showtime. That's UK time, so you know it might be starting at like 8 or 9 o'clock. Yeah.
But no, they gonna show it early. They be showing it early, and then I think they show it again later on. Because last time the other fight I was watching it early too. That's good for me, and I ain't gotta wait till 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever to see a fight.
I know, right? That's pretty much all we got for this evening. Like I always say, make sure that y'all subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, shout out to our Instagram followers, like I always say, you know, that come through, always interacting with us, man. But yeah.
That's a nice hat on to that, buddy.
Oh, the shirt?
Yeah, no, it's a nice little shirt you got on there, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Got the Combo Breaker 99 right there. So yeah, you can follow me on Instagram there too, Combo Breaker 99. So it's either Anthony, aka Combo Breaker 99. You can...
And they can see it. And it's been an essay.
Okay. I see yours too. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's what it's about, man. You know, like I always say, boxing is life, man. You know, like I said, I had a situation the other day make you have to man up and, you know, not just talk, man. You got to be about situations, man. And that's how you prove yourself, man. Same as in the ring, man.
Yeah,
be about it. Don't talk it. Be about it. But yeah, man, that's all we got. Like I always say, my name is Ant, a.k.a. Combo Breaker 99 right there.
It's your boy P.
And we about to sign out. Peace.